Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Dating guro sa primary school si Clarissa Valentine at hindi niya inaasahang mag-homeschool siya sa kanyang kambal na lalaking anak na pawang 12 anyos.
Over COVID, a lot of things that were habitual and just part of life and what you did changed because we were locked down. And there are a lot of things that I then had never questioned that I started to question. And I am a primary school teacher and I love rules. I love boxes and everything. You know, it's just, you do this and then you do that. And then everything was kind of stripped back.
Pero nang dumaan ang Melbourne sa matinding lockdown at vaccine mandates noong kasagsagan ng pandemya, nagpasya siyang lumipat sa Sunshine Coast at magbago ng estilo ng pamumuhay.
And I think moving up here, starting again with that mindset, I thought, okay, now's the time to let's create an intentional life. And these are the things that I'm going to put in that life. Nothing is perfect and the education system is not perfect. But I think taking yourself out of it allows you to step back a little bit. Doing that caused me to see that it wasn't ideal and that I could do it differently.
Isa si Clarissa sa libo-libong pamilyang nag-shift sa homeschooling sumula noong pandemya. At umabot na sa 45,000 ang naitalang bata na naka-homeschool sa buong bansa. Ngunit sa Queensland na itala ang pinakamataas na pagpalo ng bilang at nagpapatuloy ito kahit lumipas na ang pandemya. Ayon sa Queensland Department of Education, tumaas ng 163% ang bilang ng mga homeschooling students mula 2020 hanggang 2024. Higit 11,000 na ang kabuuang bilang ng naka-enroll sa homeschooling sa estado. Ayon kay Dr. Rebecca English, Senior Lecturer ng Education sa Queensland University of Technology, hindi pa malinaw kung bakit sa Queensland nangyayari ang pinakamalaking paglago.
I'm not really sure why it's Queensland, but Queensland has a long history of quite a fractious relationship with state schooling. The parents feel that the school is not the appropriate environment for that young person. I think when you look at the Brisbane area and the Sunshine Coast area and you look at other elements of maybe not going along with mainstream, higher rates of non-vaccination in around Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast, so maybe it's correlated with that.
Marami ring magulang na tulad ni Clarissa na nakabase sa Sunshine Coast ang nagsasabing malaki ang naitulong ng aktibong homeschooling community.
Once the community starts to grow a little, then other people get more confidence to join that community. If you were at home homeschooling and you didn't really know anyone, it can be really isolating. And I think that would be really hard. For the parent and for the children. But if you've got other groups of people that are homeschooling, there are park catch-ups. There are so many things on the Sunshine Coast in particular that you could participate in that you could be busy like all day, every day. And I think that brings confidence.
Kadalasang hindi planado ang homeschooling, kaya mahalaga para sa mga magulang ang suporta mula sa komunidad. Ayon kay Dr. English, halos 85% ng mga batang naka-homeschool ay school refusers o mga hindi nakahanap ng lugar sa tradisyonal na eskwela. Ang natitirang 15% ay mula sa mga pamilyang may ideological na paninindigan laban sa mainstream education.
So there's often a strong correlation between the choice of homeschooling and school cart or school refusal in Australia. And I think that's something that we really need to look at, how we can better meet the needs of particularly neurodiverse young people in our classrooms.
Matapos subukan ng mainstream school sa loob ng isang taon, nagdesisyon sina Danica at Joel mula Sunshine Coast na i-homeschool ang 8 taong gulang na anak na si Ben. Matapos lumala ang anxiety at school refusal nito.
He was 4 turning 5 the year that he started prep, and for him to come home in tears saying school's not for me, just him being able to communicate and articulate that was quite overwhelming for us as parents. We thought, you know, what's happening in the school grounds that's making him feel this way? But there was no particular incidents. He just didn't feel safe and secure mentally, and he just was this little 5-year-old boy whose heart had been broken, spark had been put out, and it was not the school's fault. It was just the sheer volume of everything on such a little human being.
Sa Queensland, hindi kailangang sumunod sa national curriculum ng Australia ang mga magulang na nag-homeschool. Sinubukan itong ipatupad ng dating gobyerno ng estado, dahilan para ilunsad ang kampanyang Free to Homeschool. Mahigit 21,000 na katao ang lumagda sa petisyon at mahigit 2,000 naman ang nagpadala ng formal na pagtutol. Isa sa mga nanguna sa kampanya si Patricia Fitzgerald mula Brisbane.
So the freedom that we have now is a lot of why we choose homeschooling. So if we're going to take that away, our children may as well be in school. We put up a campaign to make sure that the government heard what we needed and understood us. So a lot of it was around educating them so that we could show that that level of restriction on us was not going to help educate our children.
Noong March 2025, naghain ng bagong panukalang batas ang kasalukuyang Queensland government na tinanggal ang mga reformang tinutulan ng mga homeschooling advocates. Ayon kay Education Minister John Paul Langbrook, karapatan ng mga magulang na pumili ng uri ng edukasyon para sa kanilang pamilya. Ngunit dapat pa ring unahin ang kaligtasan ng mga bata. Dagdag niya, ipinapatupad ang mga rekomendasyong inilabas sa isang independent review tungkol sa homeschooling. Sa isang hiwalay na review ng Queensland Family and Child Commission noong 2024, ipinayo rin ang mas mahusay na koordinasyon sa pagitan ng mga ahensya para masigurong ligtas sa mga bata. Sa random na sample ng 500 homeschooling students, natuklasan na 35 bata ang nakatira sa mga pamilyang may mataas na risk sa kaligtasan mula August 2021 hanggang August 2023. Ayon kay Commissioner Luke Twyford, kailangang mas makita ng gobyerno ang kabuuang sitwasyon ng mga batang naka-homeschool.
Our review was very careful to try and not suggest that it is homeschooling parents that are at risk. That's absolutely not the case. What we are mostly concerned about is that the registration system in homeschooling isn't always picking up risk factors that other government departments are identifying.
Binigyang diin din ng mga eksperto na kailangang sentro sa usapan ang kapakanan ng mga bata.
And we need to be responsive to that young person as well. So if they say, "Mum, Dad, I really want to go back to school, or I really want to try school," then maybe we need to really look at the reasons for that young person saying they'd like to go to school.
Habang kinikilala pa rin ang halaga ng alternatibong paraan ng pagkatuto para sa mga batang tulad ni Ben.
Like normal school, I made it up to grade 1, and it was a bit hard for me. Like some of the questions were a bit hard for me, but with homeschooling, you get solve so many things at your own pace. Like I'm able to solve some pretty complex math questions now, and I took my time.
Yan ang ulat mula kay Katriona Stirat para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.